You are in the Borough of Bound Brook. This is a regular meeting, March 22nd, 2021. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law and that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay.
Dear God, bless Bound Brook. Protect our police and first responders. Give us wisdom in our deliberations, and we ask for added grace and protection for those who pray.
Amen. Roll call. Roll call.
Mayor Faison.
Here.
Council President Hardin.
Present.
Councilman Januzzi.
Here.
Councilman Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Francatelli is being called on the line. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Okay, the first order of business is going into executive session. The resolution authorizing executive selection. You want to shut him up? Selection of the new chief of police in Bound Brook. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So... Is he coming or not?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wait. All right, the first order of business is a resolution 069, appointing a new chief of police of the Bound Brook Police Department. Do I have a motion to promote Lieutenant Colombroni to the chief of police?
Motion, Tony.
Tony, second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
No.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Abstain.
Councilman Francatelli?
Yes.
And Councilman Longo is recused. Congratulations, Ricky Colombroni. Would you like to say a few words? Congratulations again. Very good. You want to say anything?
Yes.
Kevin.
Thank
please.
You. All of you, like I said, during the sergeant's exam, it's kind of like watching hot dogs or sausage shaped pigs. Ugly and never pretty, but the end result is what it is. I pledge my support to Chief Colombroni, and we'll make good things happen. Thank you, guys.
And I thank you all. I thank you all for coming, and I want to say one thing before, and you can leave after I say this. Chief Parenti from North Plainfield was part of the committee. And the one thing I want to relate to all of you that he stated was that whatever choice we made would be great, and it would never change the fact that our police department is one of the best police departments in the state, and everybody knows it. So I compliment all of you who are here. Thank you.
I want to thank Deputy Chief Ritter for all the hard work he's done over the last year. This has been a tough year with everything that's gone on. So I just want to thank Deputy Chief.
Well said. Thank you. Okay, y'all don't need to stay here, but if you do, you can go through the rest of the boring. I didn't think we were going to do that until. I can do that tomorrow morning. Yeah. 0800 tomorrow? It'll be done.
206?
My wife has something to pin on. We were doing all that tonight, so that we cheated.
But, okay, I'll do it now. Okay, congratulations again. Now you can all leave.
God bless you guys. Thanks. Take care of the community.
All right. Approval of the minutes. March 8th, 2022, regular meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi. Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty? Councilman Prandicelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The minutes are approved. Advertised hearing or special presentation, COVID-19 update. Basically, we're doing well. There's a new COVID strain that's on the horizon, so be careful out there. But in Borough Hall and in the schools, masks are voluntary, and that's all I need to say. Okay, I now open it up to the floor for public comment. Linda. Yep.
Linda Brinchevic, 20 Talmadge Avenue. From the public's perspective, first of all, We don't know what happened to the old chief, other than something happened, and he's going to retire. But in light of this new choosing of the chief, Kevin Rivenbark, Deputy Chief Rivenbark, very much accredited, the most accredited officer in the force, master's degree, well qualified for the position, even, you know, above and beyond qualified, had been doing the position for multiple years. Back in 2017, he was appointed as the acting chief before Mike Janone, right? And then he was now acting as the deputy chief. I guess what's hard to understand is, how do you hold a position as a chief, right? You're operating as a chief in that position for multiple years, and they do not get promoted and passed over twice. So it's difficult for some members of the public to understand why he would have been passed over, being well qualified, and not understanding your process, if you do have a process, or how this all came to be. But certainly, just on the, you know, up front, it just seems like a sham. So I'll end it there. But I think that Bound Brook is letting the best candidate ever not serve as chief. And I don't understand why you would do this to this person, because he's been acting as your chief. So I understand politics, and I understand dirty politics and all, and it really is, it's...
Okay, don't...
Yeah, before I go in the toilet more with it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for your comment, and let me assure you that the process was very well advertised. We had to do it private. We interviewed both candidates, and... basically, it was a very fair process, very tough process, as you can imagine. It was difficult, but you should be proud that the decision was made, and we can move forward.
So it's legal to be the chief for multiple years and then not be chosen as the chief, right? The position hasn't changed,
yes.
Right?
And yes.
If you're...
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Okay. I was just wondering, that was all legal, right?
Everything is legal. And
okay.
Okay.
Right. You shake your head like in wonderment.
Yeah.
Okay,
Nelson,
let's not, let's, Linda, speak to me.
Okay.
Speak to me.
All
okay?
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very good. Anybody else from the public want to speak? Okay. Moving on. Engineers report, Dale Lubner in a yellow shirt.
Starting off with the Julian Legion Park, permitting issues we've been having with the state and with the landfill. I did have we'll call it a spirit discussion with the Army Corps of Engineers. Did not get too far with them. Discussed with Hector and the mayor. I did advise the Corps that the mayor would be sending a letter to the colonel, which he did. So we'll see if there's any action we can have that to help us remove debris from the edge of the Greenbrook, the banks of the Greenbrook, as the state wants. It was a lot of back and forth that it wasn't theirs. But I mean, there's large pipes, there's debris, there's concrete, there's asphalt. There's no, you would have had to take machinery. But I'd like to close the discussion on how to move back and forth. But just understand that they are claiming not our problem. So if the orders are coming through and say that they're going to bring a contractor to do it, our report is going to have to be to go down there. was 2 feet too low, and that was identified as Dora and Irene, whatever they go to top, because they left their contract to do their inspections. So when they went to go raise the levy 2 feet, that obviously is going to expand the tow, which put a couple of those lifting tubes near the baseball field in the way. How about with pads and lasers? And one of those stanchions, one of those footings, ended up in the woods. Now, it didn't just get there. Somebody didn't, you know, it didn't just kind of come up and go around its own. Somebody didn't want to get rid of it. And the same thing, there's four or five sticks of pipe down there. It's a shame, and we're left holding the bag. And the DEP, unfortunately, is all their fees to fire with it, saying it's part of the land, which it clearly isn't.
So, just to add a little more comments in that, late fall 2021, we did a site visit with them there, and I asked the question, because you got to weigh it out, the cost benefit, right? So, what is it going to cost me to not do this versus just throwing my hands up in the air and saying, I will never take another grant from DEP again? And I asked the question, and they said, well, it's not going to be that easy. If you don't move it, if you don't remove the stuff, we bring legal action against you to do. So, it's not even. It's not even like one of these things where we just said, forget about it, we're not going to move it, it'll cost me less money to never think of grant from DEP again versus doing it. They're not only are they insisting on it, every few weeks we're getting messages from them, what's the status, where are they with this, following up on, on where we are.
Yeah, and basically the single most important thing that I think is the landfill where Billy and Legion Park is not been closed. And we're not going to get it closed until the debris is removed. And that means you can't do anything with the ballpark, with the playground, with anything, because DEP's got to approve that construction or renovation. So it's a mess. I wrote to the colonel, the commander of Corps of Engineers, New York, and I'll be in communication with him and basically ask him to do it as an add-on to the Greenbrook flood control project. I couldn't explain everything Dale did, but I don't think, because the Corps of Engineers doesn't think they're at fault, but I'll see what I can do and we'll get it done as soon as possible. That's the biggest problem with the equipment.
I have to either get equipment or I have to try to break it up and bring it out. So you talk to me along with an hour's father.
And Dale does.
Is there a restoration?
Dale, does he say, do they claim that they come from a project that we worked on, or they claim that it's just our responsibility, this is our property?
I follow them like cats and dogs for the project itself, because they were just dealing from a resident standpoint. But what happened is they were saying, well, it's not going to be our footprint, so it's not ours. And I said to him, I said, if I'm a contractor that's working behind the bluff, and I don't want to get rid of material, and it's the middle of summer, and you've got the woods sitting there, where am I going to take that stuff? I'm going to throw the wood. I'm not going to leave that in the open for everyone to see. And it didn't just get there. They said, well, somebody dumped it there illegally. Well, you wouldn't get in the trailer, a machine. And it was stupid. And it really got farcical.
Well, it's a matter of budget for them. Okay, what else?
All right, so moving on, the train station project, the state is still working with contractors, the low bidder. They don't appear to be in favor of awarding to for, I guess, some paperwork.
Yeah, they didn't comply with the civil rights requirements.
So right now, that's all they're giving up, and it's going to add additional cost to the project.
get it at the end of the meeting.
All right, again, it's part of the application process.
Oh, okay.
Motion to open to the public.
Second, okay. Open to the public discussion about the CDBG?
Right.
Just a grant. Application for a grant. Do you have... okay. Okay, we've got to formalize this. Come on up.
Yeah, so no, I have nothing to say. Good.
Okay.
Second Street's being paved.
Right.
It needs to be paved. Excellent.
Okay, motion to close to the public. All right, we're closed to the public.
And fire
portion. Swimming pool. I'm sorry. Swimming pool.
Yeah, so swimming pool, you awarded the contract last meeting to the
engineer.
Yeah, to the engineer. I know he's been going back and forth with the Direct Commission on the bottom line and layout.
Yes, they presented a concept to the Recreation Commission, but the Recreation Commission made a couple of changes, sent it back to them, and we're still waiting to do the concept.
So we don't have an estimate yet? Okay.
So that's where it stands, and looking for some grant money to implement the design once it's completed and get it back up and rolling.
Okay.
Realistically, we're looking at 2020.
I know.
Okay. Now the
and I've asked, just so everybody knows, I've gotten the governor's office and our senator right now and our two legislators trying to get us money from the COVID relief fund. I've asked for $2.2 million. That's why I'm sort of concerned about getting a price. I don't understand why. I mean, okay.
I guess until the commission agrees on the layout, you really can put a cost together for the size of the pool. I think there's some issues with that.
Well, the problem was they... also told the commission about what we were looking financially to spend, so we don't...
No, don't tell them. I just need to know what it costs.
Well, until we actually...
Estimate. Yeah, just an estimate. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard.
Well, it's part of the scope.
Right. No, I know.
So if we get the bids on these existing projects that are funded, will they get done this year, or are they back way back? Will they get done before the close?
No, they'll be done this year. So just to back up a bit, so the project that we're going to award, the second meeting, so there's no state money on that. Last year, the state, with COVID, the state held up our award. We awarded in July. They need concurrence, I think, November. Mm-hmm. So with no state money being in place, the county doesn't, all they care about is the contract is going to be and then we can move forward. So that should kick off quickly. Once contracts are in place, we can roll on that. And then in the bond room, which is another set of roads, that I'm hoping to actually get out on the street later this year if the bond is successful. And then you couple that with everything that's going on the north side of the water company, up on Carlton and Marion and Crusader and anywhere up in that area. And they're going to be repaving all those roads too. I will say that I got a hold of them on the weekend. I was in town, and a couple of the trenches were up to par. So I got told us we're not doing this again until the way they are. I mean, either you're going to slow them and pave them first thing in the morning, or you're going to pave them that day on there and all the takes. Just because it work good. But anyways, there's going to be a lot of paving this year as we move forward.
Very good. Any other questions? Okay, thanks, Dale. Committee reports. Finance Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Longo.
Okay, the finance department has worked on and prepared our 2022 budget, which we're going to be introducing tonight. And once we do, Hector will provide some highlights. Quickly, our municipal tax rate from last year was 0.957. The introduced tax rate for tonight is 0.845. That was a result of some of our increasing assessment values, as well as department heads with a budget request. It takes into account all the emerging needs of the borough of Mount Brook. It also incorporates the cost of the solid waste, which is now managed by the borough of Mount Brook. Our tax office is preparing a sewer bill for 2022 and a delinquent notice for the first quarter taxes. And from a recreation standpoint, happy to report that the annual Easter egg hunt will be returning on April 10th to Coddington Park. April 23rd, we will be having our opening baseball of the Mount Brook Recreation Baseball League, opening day ceremonies. The mayor and all the councilmen are invited. I believe there's a parade to participate in the opening day ceremonies.
What day is that?
April 23rd is.
We'll move forward to an email to just solidify that date. And I believe we covered the update on the information.
Very good. Any questions? Okay, Public Works, Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, Councilman Petty.
Yes, my report for February. The metal pickup was total 1,560 pounds at 16 man hours. Sewer jobs were done on Main Street and Main Lane. We had to check the pump station. That was 52 man hours. Blacktop and potholes, 4.51 tons, 62 man hours. Garbage pickup dumped 198.71 tons, and that was 512 man hours. Tree trims and removal. Let's see, removal done on Watchon Road. That was 16 man hours, one tree.
It's a big tree.
And 10 trees were trimmed. And that was 24 man hours. That's it for my report.
Very good. Questions?
So can I say the guys doing garbage are doing an amazing job. It seems. I mean, I'm just driving around town, I know from complaints we heard before, but people that have brown kids are turning upside down. They're setting them. I mean, it's, I haven't heard any.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been taken care of. Thanks, doing
but
a great
job. Take care.
Thank you. Yeah.
And Juanita.
The nice thing about us doing is if there is a little problems, it's a lot easier to correct than when we're private. So thank you, Dale and Public Works, for doing the small perks for people out there. It's
it really is outstanding. Okay, Public Safety, Councilman Gomez.
Plus, we start operating
Any parking commission? I read a report, but I can't remember what they said.
I just read it. I think it was they had some recommendations about
I can't. And you don't get it?
They did not see it.
Okay.
It was just putting it
I left it in my office. But.
I did.
Okay. What does it say?
David Bombay wrote the issue of parking for the proposed building on the corner of Thomas Avenue and Bank Avenue. He said there were 49 building units with parking space. It was very transit. This stuff was minutes, but there is transit required. I mean, again, I've presented these things multiple times. We are, as far as parking is concerned, we are going to still have a larger parking solution for the town, not just for the town, because we really do require a full solution. We are also looking right now at possibly additional parking areas within the town to accommodate additional visitors and some improvement that's occurring there right now. So, as far as parking.
Any other questions? Okay, personnel administration ordinances, Councilman Prenzatelli.
Okay, obviously the chief, also my friend, Fox, today. I want to just go over the process really quick. This question was asked, correct me if I'm wrong, I was not on the committee consists of two councilmen, the administrator, the mayor, and an outside chief from another town. Committee interviewed both candidates. The committee required the candidates to put together a report for what they thought the future was, the future of the country, or how they should run the departments. The committee then went to the rest of the council and made a recommendation. The council in closed session, and generally I went on what to do, because generally the council does go with the recommendation of the committee. They don't always, and then we had a public. So that's basically the process, and it turned out the way it did. Okay, we hired a new deputy clerk. We're reviewing for a new violations clerk. We are also going to hire, as we usually do every year, part-time help to cut grass and everything. And that's as far as personnel and the arts council. They not be this.
Very good. Questions? Hiring of a police officer, when is it? Just today?
It's on the
resolution. I've seen it on the agenda, but am I swearing him in?
No. That would be obviously subject to, I forgot all the physical.
Gotcha. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Economic Development Council President Hardin.
All right, I'm not sure if this works, but Joe's here now, so he can correct me when I'm wrong, but the mooring is now got its occupancy certification, so they're probably in the process of getting new tenants, so that's great news. I think it's a beautiful building versus especially what was there before. The Revo continues to progress, so I expect the Revo and the Vibe, which is down on Drake, to be on target for late summer? November, okay. But probably the Vibe will be hopefully August. Yeah. So they're on track. We still have, there is work being done on what's called Meridia 1 and what's called Meridia 300. But we have to, we're working with the Capodaglia's group to work out the parking arrangements to make sure the lot is protected and that they pay a fair fee to use the borough lot for renting spaces to continue building. So I don't know, I haven't been told that's affecting their rate where they are now. I see work is being done. The Hopkinson also is in progress. So there's quite a bit of stuff. The only thing we're kind of waiting for is, from economic development, is the Redwood Group has some asbestos remediation that has to take place on existing properties before they can request their permits. So, and as Councilman Gomez said, you know, parking is something that economic development is looking at to find suitable solutions, because that's the biggest, you know, complaint we still have. I know the mayor's got some ideas too. So that's going to be a focus going forward to try to find a very good solution. The I guess that's pretty much it for economic development. So the planning board continues to meet again. The agenda, I think there's something on the agenda for this Thursday.
Right.
And there's
300 Talmadge.
300 Talmadge?
Just a use. It's
also zoning. Kind of a zoning. So, but I, you know, I thank the planning board for people that attend and attended throughout COVID. It's a big commitment, so it's not a small commitment. Sometimes they go long and sometimes they go longer, right?
Depends who's the chair at the time.
Yeah, and you know, thank Jasmine for you know continued work there. So, and the CID, I did not attend the Special Improvement District, but I know they're undergoing a kind of a reformatting, looking for some new members. I know DeMathis said he would be interested in joining. So, as we look to get new businesses downtown, so that's going to be a focus to really start targeting the types of businesses we want downtown to start bringing them in as development happens. So, that's all I have.
Very good. Thank you. Questions?
I just have one. Okay. Three of the council members, myself, Councilman Januzzi, and Councilman Petty, got an email from the downtown manager about getting together with her so she could explain what she's doing down there. My responding email was, shouldn't you come to a council meeting and explain it to everyone? I wasn't sure what she meant by that. Still not sure why.
That's the first I've heard it.
Yeah, so my maybe we can reach out to her and have her explain it to all of us rather than just to
you forward me that email.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Good point. Okay. Any other questions of economic development? All right. Construction and code enforcement, Councilman Januzzi. That's it for committee reports. Introduction of ordinances. This is the first reading. Ordinance number 7, bond ordinance providing for various capital improvements in and by the borough of Bound Brook, County of Somerset, New Jersey, appropriating $2.333 million, therefore, and authorizing the issuance of 2.216350 of bonds or notes, borough of finance, part of the cost thereof. Do I have a motion to approve the ordinance in this first reading and have it advertised according to law and a public hearing to be held on April 20th? I guess you can read that, whoever makes the motion, now that we're here. April 12th. Very good. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Okay, the ordinance is approved on the first reading and will be held, the public hearing will be held on April 12th. Ordinance is on second reading, final reading. Ordinance number one, ordinance amending and supplementing the revised general ordinance of Bound Brook in the County of Somerset, Chapter 21, land use to regulate the location of certain cannabis establishments within certain zoning districts within the municipality. Do I have a motion to open to the public? It's now open to the public for comment. There being none, do I have a motion to close to the public?
Motion.
Do I have a motion to approve the ordinance?
Motion. I move the ordinance to be passed on second reading and advertised
according to law. Second. Any discussion? I'm sure you've all noted the note from the planning board. Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi.
No.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
No.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
The ordinance is approved. Ordinance number five, to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank for calendar year 2022. Do I have a motion to the open to the public? Open to the public. Comments? There being none, do I have a motion to close to the public?
Motion.
Do I have a motion to approve this ordinance?
Motion. Approve the ordinance passed on second reading and advertised
on the law. Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi.
Yes.
Councilman Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Francatelli.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
The ordinance is approved. Ordinance number six, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Section 37, loading zones in the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bound Brook to create additional loading zone on Hamilton Street. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
It's now open to the public for comment. Questions? We've got the description in the packet. Okay. Right. Of Second, just south of Second Street. It's down a little bit further, but that's, yeah, we needed a loading zone there. It's just for everybody.
The theater.
That's for use for everyone, not just the cupcake store.
Correct.
That's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other public comment? Do I have a motion to close to the public?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin.
Motion, we got to move it first. Motion, I move the ordinance be passed on second reading and advertised according to law.
Now roll call.
Second.
We had
Council President Hardin.
Yes.
And Dominic.
Yes.
Januzzi?
No.
Councilman Gomez?
Same.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The ordinance is approved. Resolution number 070, introducing and discussion, I'm sorry, a resolution introducing the 2022 municipal budget. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. I think we've had a good description of the municipal budget by the finance commissioner or committee. Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The resolution is approved. Okay. Resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by the council for separate action. That's number 71 through 77. Any need to be removed?
Mayor, I need to have...
For abstain?
I guess 073.
Right.
076. And I'm not sure about 077. What the is in that bond ordinance?
That's a cancellation.
That's a cancellation.
Disregard that.
You're good. Just 73 and 76. Do I have a motion to approve those two first?
Motion to approve 073.
Okay. Discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
We're voting on which one again?
73.
Just 73.
Are we going to discuss this?
Well, I said discussion.
Go ahead. Let's back up.
Just give me a brief about it.
Yeah. It's just the funding from the state for body cameras. We already have. We got the first batch. I think we got the second batch.
Right. It's a grink.
These are government cameras.
Okay, any other discussion? Roll call vote on number 73 resolution.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
I don't like this, but yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
The resolution is approved. Resolution number 76, authorizing the hire of Dennis Sable as a patrol officer for the Bound Brook Police Department. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Any other discussion? Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
I refuse myself.
The resolution is approved. That's number 76. All the other resolutions, 71, 72, 74, 75, 77. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the remaining resolutions.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The resolutions are approved. Unfinished business. Anything, Hector?
No.
Any new business?
My council is set for April 9th, 2022.
And it's well published in the Bound Brook Chronicle, which comes out the beginning of April. And our pub, what is the pub crawl called?
Battles and Brews, right?
Yeah.
To get a trademark on that.
And the battle itself starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and proceeds as we lose again, it proceeds to the cemetery. Some year we're going to win. Okay. Approval, any other new business? Okay. Approval of vouchers. Set number of resolution 78. Approving vouchers in the amount 7,092,182.49. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Discrepancies?
Yeah, how accurate is this number?
I think it's actually 51 cents. I would agree with
you. Okay. Roll call.
Council President Hardin?
Yes.
Councilman Januzzi?
Yes.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Prancitelli?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
The resolution 78, the vouchers are approved. Open to the public for last comment. There being none, no executive session. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. We are adjourned and it's less than 7:30.